Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi, sir. Thanks for getting connected to eBay headquarters. And my name is John. So, how may I help you?
What's this all about?
So, this call is about for your purchase Apple iTunes gift card and your purchase order for yesterday morning for 7:30 a.m. And this is an order for through you under the registered your number 4222 and 94263. That's your number.
94263.
Yeah,
that's my number.
So this number is under the registered order by for our eBay site for Apple iTunes gift card, and your Apple iTunes gift card charges are $300. So do you want to purchase this order or you want to cancel this order right now?
No, cancel.
So if you want to cancel, okay. So, sir, I will provide that our eBay cancellation code or through online, and this code is generate that for your cancellation order. So you just confirm that, sir. Or which mobile phone do you have? Are you using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
I think it's Apple iPhone.
Using iPhone, okay. So, sir, you just put on your loudspeaker your mobile phone. And I will guide you how to cancel this purchase order. And after that, put on your loudspeaker, you simply open it, App Store, Application Store, Apple Store, you open it that.
Yeah.
And after that, open Application Store for App Store, just very down of the page, right hand side bottom corner. Can you see that? Any search option, look like a search option. Can you see that? Any magnifying glass?
Apple.
Very down of the page, right hand side bottom corner. Can you see that any search option?
On the right hand side.
Yes, right hand side, down of the page, way down of the page. Can you see that search option? Look like a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I press it.
Yeah, so just click the search option. You click the search option, and after that click search, what comes up? What can you see exactly? What can you see exactly? So I will guide you properly.
I see Discover.
Discover, okay.
Video.
Okay, and very down of the page, very down of the page, right hand side bottom corner, can you see that any search option?
No, it doesn't show up.
Search panel. Can you see that one? Yes.
It just comes up Discover.
Okay, you simply search that eBay.
eBay. There's nothing here.
You open it App Store, first of all. You just confirm that you open it App
Store. I got the App Store.
And after that open, yes.
It comes out what you call updated, is that right?
Yes. And very down of the page, very down of the page. So can you see that for any search option, very down of the page, left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see that for search option?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
No idea. Okay, do not worry. I will guide you, sir. Just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? Do not worry about that. Do not worry about that.
Okay.
sir, can you see that for discovery? For can you see that 2-day games apps? Can you see that? And very down of the page, can you see that for left hand right hand side? Okay, very down of the page, right hand side, bottom corner. Can you see that search option?
Yeah, I downloaded it.
Yes, can you see that search option?
No.
Search option.
Okay. No.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Only games and comes up.
Can you see that? Okay, just I'll tell you that. Just very down of the page, can you see that 2-day games apps? Can you see that? Very down of the page, can you see that 2-day games apps?
Games apps, yes, a lot of candies.
Yes, down of the page, can you see that 2-day games option for that? 2-day games apps. Access. After that search, can you see that? Search option.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, just first of all, you just back to the normal home screen. Just back to the normal home screen.
Yep, back to the normal, yeah.
Home screen, and after that you open it, App Store. After that open App Store, okay?
App Store, yeah.
Yes, and after that open App Store, can you see that very left, right-hand side, bottom corner, down of the page, can you see that search option?
Just click
the search option, just click that, yes. And after that click, you just type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Okay.
And after that, yes, and after that click eBay, given space.
Yep.
Given space. After that, type eBay, given space. You didn't stay? No. You just type over there eBay, and after that type eBay given space, okay? And after that type given space, A-N-Y. Are you there?
E-B-A-Y.
eBay, you type eBay and after that given space.
Yeah, keep the space, yeah, and then what?
And after that type A-N-Y, any.
A-N-Y.
D-E-S-K. S-K. E for eagle, and S for sugar, K for kilo, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, you just search that. And after that search, what can you see? You confirm that?
It goes, it comes out by.
Mm-hmm. W-I-S-E, yes. No. You just make the panel empty. You just search. You just click the search option and make the panel empty right now. Just click the search option and make the panel empty. Okay. You make it panel empty. Empty. Just delete it all.
Okay.
And just new search that. A-N-Y. Hello?
Yeah.
And you just search that. A-N-Y.
E-N-Y.
A for Australia. A for Australia. A-N. N for Nancy. N. Y for Yankee. Y. A-N-Y.
A-N-Y. Any.
Yeah, that's right. And after that, any desk, D-E-S-K, desk.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
And after that, click search. And after that, click search. What can you see?
It comes as Google. Is that right?
Now, can you see that any desk? Any desk. You search any desk. You search that any desk. Yes.
Any desk, as you do that.
And can you see that any desk? Yes.
It comes at rust desk. Is that right?
No, any desk, remote desktop. Can you see that red color box?
Red color box.
Any desk, remote desktop.
Yeah.
Can you see
that? Shall I press that?
Yeah, so what can... Yes, that's right. And this is our partner application. This application through, I will provide that our cancellation code, okay? So this is for that. After that, can you see that any gate option or any install option?
Shall I press that? Gate or...
Yes, just click that gate, and after that click gate, can you install? Just click the install, okay?
Yes,
yes. Yes, install, install.
Can I put install?
Yes, that's right. And after that, please properly install that, you see that open option, okay? You see that open option. And after that open option, you just click that open and you just see your cancellation ID number provide our company, okay? Do you understand that?
So it comes up option, is it?
Yes, and what can you see?
Shall I press get?
Yes, just click get. And after that click get, what can you see? What can you see?
It comes up, install again.
Just click, yes, just click that.
Install.
Yes.
That's it again.
And your installation is properly done. Can you see that open option, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And how much percentage is going on, your installation?
Yeah, I push it now.
Okay. Don't worry about that. I will totally guide you, okay? Do not worry. You just confirm that what can you see, so I will totally guide you, okay? That's all. And your installation is done?
Yeah, it's camera. It's open. Shall I press open?
Yes, just click that open.
Yeah. Can you see?
561 and after that?
767.
767 and after that?
108.
Okay. So just hold the line. I will connect our cancellation server. Okay. Just hold the line and you can be shortly message our eBay server. So just hold the line for a few seconds. Okay. Can you see that any option for checkbox comes up? Can you see that exit option? Two checkbox.
Yeah, exit.
Just click that.
What can you see?
Yes, and what can you see that? Can you see that in abstract?
Another person will like to access your device.
Yes, just click that abstract. Click abstract. And after that click abstract, what can you see?
Yeah, I can see now.
Yes, and what can you see after that click abstract?
Nothing, except it say cancel.
No, just click accept, okay? Just click accept.
Yeah, I press it. It doesn't. It won't.
And can you see that? Yes, and can you see that any start broadcast and screen broadcast?
Nothing.
Can you see that any allow option?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. Exit.
Hello. Just say I am aware of the risk.
Yes, just click that. I am aware of the risk. Just click that.
Yeah, I
just click that. Accept. Yes. Yes, effect.
Yeah,
and after that, click
now.
Yes.
I'm going to you a server.
Yes, and after that, can you see that? What can you see exactly?
I see 192.122.095. Would you like to view your text, please? Choose star broadcast.
Start broadcast. Yes, just click the start broadcast. Just click the start broadcast.
When you say accept.
And yes, just click accept. Accept.
Yeah, I did.
And after that, click accept. What can you see?
It comes up. Everything on your screen, including notification, will be recorded. It will not disturb your event. And for notification. Any text, screen broadcast.
Yes, just click the screen, just clear, just click the screen broadcast. And after the click screen broadcast, what can you see?
Start broadcasting.
Just click that start broadcast. And after
stop
that, okay, just hold the line, just hold the line, just hold the line. This is connect our server. Okay, just hold the line.
So what's all about, my dear?
And you are properly connected our secure server, okay? And you just swipe to the screen, top to the bottom. You just swipe to the screen, top to the bottom.
Yeah.
And after that swipe, you just swipe. You just back to the normal home screen. You're back to the normal home screen right now.
It's loading.
Yes, no, you just back to that. You just press home button. You just press that home button. Yes. You just properly connected our for that security department for that eBay site, okay? And your order for that, your iTunes gift card order is this time is properly canceled our secure department of cancellation purpose, okay? So, sir, I will provide this time your cancellation from, okay? Hello?
Yeah.
So, sir, just hold the line for a few seconds. I will transfer this call to our height cancellation department, okay? Just hold the line, okay?
And what happened? Explain.
Obviously, because, sir, you want to cancel. So, sir, first of all, sir, I will provide that you have a cancellation code ID number and you are connected our cancellation team and cancellation department. And after that, you have just properly canceled your purchase order, okay? And after that, you refund back to your money. Do you understand that?
Okay,
so just hold the line for a few seconds. Obviously, as our cancellation technician guide you, okay? Our cancellation technician is guide you, okay?
So,
okay, sir.
I can't use my telephone no more, right?
No, you just properly cancel for your iTunes gift card, okay? So that's why you will guide you for that our cancellation department. Just hold the line for a few seconds. I will connect our cancellation department. Okay, sir. Have a lovely day. Just hold the line. Yes, just hold the line for a few seconds.
Got no idea.
Hello.
Yes,
so just hold the line few seconds, sir, because our cancellation head technician is some busy, okay? So that's why he's not connected. I will connect it our cancellation head technician, okay? And our head technician is properly guide with you. So, okay, just hold the line for a few seconds, okay?
Yes, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, obviously, yes, yes.
Am I doing the right thing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, obviously. Just hold the line for a few seconds, okay, sir?
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you. I got no
5G.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis from the Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Ron.
All right. I do believe that the previous colleague whom we were speaking before from the eBay was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call, right?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Now, I do believe you have understood what is happening and why your informations are getting misused. You got the things? Yeah. So let me just simply verify some of the informations which has been getting misused. So look onto your mobile phone. You will get to see something called settings. Look for settings onto your mobile phone.
Settings.
Settings app.
Yeah.
Open that.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Once you open that, I just simply want to confirming you something. Now, do you see at the top there will be your name has been written down?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on that, I'll just simply verify some of the informations to you, and you need to match it by your end, right? Now, the thing is that there will be two or three platforms we have just simply recognized where your details has been misused, such as eBay, such as PayPal, or such as Jet, these kinds of things, all right? So, while we just simply put those red flag onto the charges which has been made, we have just found those information. So I'm just confirming the information. The account holder name will be FAITOAGA and the last name will be SOLOI. It is correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. And there will be an email address is also getting registered. So the email will be, which has been registered onto that eBay platform, will be ps.faisoloi@icloud.com. So is that email you normally use, sir?
No.
So whose email it is? Whose email it is?
That's the old email, long time ago.
That's the old email. But sometime, apart from that email, there will be more details has been registered. So do you see over there, something has been there like payment and delivery over there? Payment and delivery?
Yeah.
Click on that. Yeah, click on that, payment and delivery.
Slowly.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Yep. Okay.
Now once you see payment and delivery, can you see at the very top there will be your card has been connected which belongs to the NAB?
Yeah.
Which is ending with 1197. So these are the basic details which has been getting registered. Click onto your card. And you'll get to see. Now look at the very bottom. Can you see your address is also getting registered, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so click on to your address. I'm just verifying your address.
Yeah, of course.
Now, you need to just see that address. The address will be 8 Jessica PL Street. The postcode will be 2560. And the city or the suburb will be Rosniado, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And the mobile phone number which is getting registered. So the number on which we are talking right now, it is the different number? And
yeah,
there will be another
number.
Yeah.
Number.
So which is your main number, sir? Which is your main number on to which you are receiving the messages from your NAB? Onto that number which is ending with 263 or onto the number which is ending with 829?
829.
829 is the new number.
Yeah.
Right.
So like do you you just apart from that this iPhone you do have any other mobile phone either, correct?
No, just only two mobile.
Yes, I'm asking you, 82 number is connected to this mobile phone or on which the security is running, or you have other mobile phone either?
No, I got the other mobile.
You got the other mobile phone. And what type of mobile phone it is? Like the other mobile phone, it's iPhone either, correct? iPhone 6, all right. So you have just simply shown that what is happening, right? All of your information has been getting registered, and that's how those people are stealing your information and try to misusing it, correct? So go to your home screen, nothing to be worried about. We are just taking care of the securities, and I'll be here to just protecting your phones, your accounts, each and everything. Go to your normal home screen, sir. Yeah, go to your home screen.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, what you need to do, you need to, first of all, you listen to me. What you need to do, you need to just simply check your account of your NAB, like is there any suspicious or any unwanted transactions you have found in the last couple of days. But the thing is that what you need to do, you did not need to, wait, listen to me, sir. You did not need to log in through the application. You did not need to log in through the application. You need to use it, Google. Have you ever logged into your NAB from the Google?
No, I didn't. I never.
And you don't know your NAB ID password? Online banking ID, online banking password?
When I go to look for my, for my NAB, I just click
yep.
NAB bank. That's it. I don't need to.
Okay. All right, okay. And we have also found a different card from the, like, ANZ. Like, do you have any credit card from the ANZ or anything like that?
Yeah, I got a debit, ANZ.
You got, like, do you have any bank account from the ANZ, or you just only have the different card from the ANZ either?
No, I got a card at ANZ.
Okay, you have the card. You have the card from the ANZ, right? Can you just, first you log into the ANZ which you can see onto your mobile phone. Can you just log into that ANZ first?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you log into the ANZ, just do let me know. Okay?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
All right. Now, first of all, you just simply log out from the account.
Yeah.
Log out.
Log out?
Yeah, log out from the account. Now, wait. I need to ask you one important thing, because while you just log into the account, I need to ask you the card, the debit card which you have used, which you have from the ANZ, from which account it is connected. It is connected to your savings account, or it is connected to your business extra account?
Saving account.
It is connected to the savings account. And can you just check your business extra account? Is there any suspicious transaction? Not the business loan, sir. Business extra account. Go back to the previous page. Business extra account. Just below the savings, can you see my savings, and just below the my savings, can you see business extra account?
Yeah.
So, like, it is the main account you just normally use?
Yeah.
It is the main account you normally use. Okay. And there will be a lots of transaction from that account. Can you just click onto that business extra account one more time? Like whom you normally just simply send? Like there will be a lots of transaction has to be made, in the name of the church like that.
Yes, 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 the fundraising of the church.
Okay, so you pay to the church from this account normally, right?
Yes, we pay our own loan.
Okay, no problem. So you just simply... Yeah?
That's why they deposit money here, so they loan...
Okay. Okay, and once you just pay to the church or something, like, do you receive any call for the authorization or the verification like that?
No.
You know.
No.
All right. Okay, so you just simply do one thing. You just simply log out from your ANZ account. Log off from the ANZ.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, now go to your home screen.
Yeah.
And, all right. Now, apart, because we have just found there are lots of accounts has been getting registered, right? So, apart from the ANZ, we have also found there will be a Combank is also getting registered. Correct?
A what?
So, like a Commonwealth Bank is also getting registered.
Yes.
Yeah, can you just go ahead and log into it? Because we need to protect each and every account. Yeah, because we need to protect each and every single account. We don't want that your account is getting misused, or we need to take care of each and everything. Understand?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So go press on accounts. Yeah. It will be like your home loan, correct? It is just like a home loan.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you just simply do one thing. You log out from your Commonwealth Bank either. And there are three or four bank has been connected. So, you did not need to log into the NAB. All right. You did not need to log into the NAB. Because first we need to protect ANZ. We need to protect Commonwealth. And there will be another account has been from the St. George. Are you using the St. George application? A banking like that?
No.
Who is using that, St. George?
Oh, I used to use, but I still own them money.
I beg your pardon?
I still using it, but I have to pay my money.
Okay. So go to your home screen. Like St. George is not the online banking you have, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and what about the Virgin Money or Virgin Bank like that? Do you use any Virgin Bank like that?
No.
You don't? Okay, no problem. So you did not need to log into the NAB. First of all, I need to protect the ANZ and the Commonwealth, all right? And also the Commonwealth, sir, what is your everyday offset? Is your main account?
Yeah, they all main account. All three of them. ANZ.
Okay. No. No. You need to understand. I'm talking about the Commonwealth Bank. On the Commonwealth Bank, you have two accounts, like the home loan account and everyday offset account, right? So from which account? The debit card which you have from the Commonwealth is getting connected.
The saving account.
Yeah. First you log into the Commonwealth. I need to just simply verify something. First you log into the Commonwealth. Now once you log into the Commonwealth Bank, go to your accounts. Press on accounts. Now, just tell me, which is your main account? The everyday offset account is your main account, or your home loan is your main account?
Both.
And from which account the debit card is connected, sir? The debit card is connected.
This account. 2452.
That means the everyday savings account, okay? Now, what you need to do, sir, give a click on the back arrow, left-hand top back arrow.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. First, we are going to protecting your everyday opposite, which is your savings account. Okay. What we have just found, there are 6 to 7 hackers inside your account ending with 1009. Okay. So we need to simply catch those people and we need to block those people. Understand?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we need to do to protect your home loan account, we have started the security onto your 2452, which is your everyday offset savings account. So for the time being, what you need to do, you need to move some of the funds from your home loan to your everyday offset. So what we will do, we will start the security process and we will just simply try to trap those people. So once they will be active, we will just able to catch them and put them behind the bars. Understand?
Oh my God, what do you mean?
Yeah. That means, let me tell you. Suppose onto your 1109 account, there will be a lots of hackers, all right? So once you are going to move your money from your 1009 to your 2452 onto your own account, what will happen? The hackers who are inside your home loan, they are going to jump onto your everyday offset account. And at the same point of time, our system will be able to trace them because we are going to put the security onto your 2452 account. Understand?
Oh my God, man.
Suppose, I'm giving you an example. Suppose, try to understand. Suppose you have 2 rooms in your home, okay? Once you are going to shift yourself from one room to the different room on which you have the security, what will happen? The people, the wrong people who are in the different room, they are trying to come with you to that security room. And once they get inside the security room, the security server will trace them and find them from where they are trying to do that. Understand?
Oh my God, man. This is not good.
Don't be get...
If you put my saving account...
Yeah.
My wife was very upset.
No. It is not for the lifelong. This is for just for a few hours so that we can put the security. Once the security will be done, we can just go ahead and help you to do that, okay? So you just simply do one thing. I'll just helping you. So can you see at the bottom there will be pay? Can you see any options called pay over there?
Yeah, pay, yeah.
Click on that pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you click on pay, can you see transfer between accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that transfer between accounts. You are just transferring the funds from your own account to your different account. So at the left hand side, can you see everyday offset has been set? Everyday offset. So at the left hand side, are you listening to me, sir? Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So on the left hand side, you need to select your home loan. Select the home loan on the left hand side. Scroll bottom to top little bit. Yeah. Now click on the amount. Put the amount over there. Click on the amount.
Which amount?
No. On that amount box, you are just moving your sum of the funds from your home loan to your everyday offset so that we can catch those people. So put the amount 25000.
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay. Press the pay option from the bottom. Press the pay option. Click on transfer between accounts. Press on transfer between accounts. Okay, yeah. Select the home loan at the left hand side. Now put the amount there. Click on the amount.
5 5 8.
No. You did not need to put the whole amount. You need to click on the amount. There will be an amount box. Can you see at the bottom the amount box?
Yeah.
Click on the amount box. Tap on the amount where you see amount and description. Click on amount.
8 3 5 5 8. Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to put the amount, not the whole amount. You need to put 2500, not that 2800. Delete the whole amount and put it 2500.
Yeah.
Now click on done. Press on done onto your keyboard. Click on done.
Yeah.
Press on done. Yeah. Now click on transfer at the right hand corner. Press on transfer. Click on transfer.
Yeah.
Now once click on transfer now. Press on transfer now. Now wait. Yeah, click on OK. Press on OK. Press on OK.
Confirm.
Now wait. Yeah, click on confirm. Press on confirm. Now wait, you are going to see that your phone has been transferred successfully. Now click on done. Press on done. Press on done.
Yeah.
Now can you see? Some of the phones has been moved from your home loan to your everyday offset. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So what we need to do, we need to protect your everyday offset first, alright? So just give me a moment. Just give me a moment so that I can help you to protect. For the time being, you log out from your account. First, you log out from your account. Okay? You just simply log out from your account first. You need to log out from your account. Yeah, log off. First of all, you log off from the account and then I'll just simply check what I can do for you. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Just give me a moment. Now, once you log off from your account, you need to go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yeah.
And let me just help you to protect your account first, alright? First, we are going to protect your Commonwealth account, alright? Now let me just check. Give me a moment, sir.
You're welcome.
You need to be with me while we just take care of the securities, okay? Just give me a moment. Yeah. Now, be with me so that I can help you to check, all right? Now, in the meantime, first of all, I am going to cancel the charges which has been made from the Commonwealth, all right? So just give me a moment.
Yeah.
So just be with me, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? So, first of all, we need to put the security onto the card. Onto your card, which is your Commonwealth card. So are you handy with the Commonwealth card, sir? Like, do you have the card with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, what we need to do, we need to put the security onto your card, okay? So you just be handy with the card. And what you need to do, you need to just simply scan the card so that we can protect it, all right? So first of all, you just simply do one thing. You open up the camera, sir. You open up the camera.
Camera. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mr. Camera. Yeah.
Now, once you open up the camera, so you put the card which is connected to your savings account. Okay. Which is connected to your savings account. Did you open up the camera? Yeah. So once you open up the camera... Yeah, first you need to do one thing. You need to take the front side picture of your card so that we can start the security, okay? You take the front side picture of your card. You need to take the front side picture of your card, okay?
Which one?
The front side. Of your Commonwealth card, sir. Yeah, the front side of your Commonwealth, all right?
Yeah,
now you take it?
with the number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Yeah. Now flip your. At the bottom, can you see the circle? At the bottom, can you see the circle? Okay, you just flip your card. You just flip your card. You just flip your card.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Number. Yeah. Once you flip your card, look at the back side of your card.
It is the back side now.
Okay. Okay. You are on the back side of the card, right? You need to take the clear picture of the back side, where you see the 3-digit security number. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard it?
Give me a moment. Okay, you wait for a second. Yeah, now you just press the home button. Go to your home home screen. Go to your home screen.
You already took the card, right?
No, no, no. You have just take it and we just simply scan that to just protect your card. Okay, so just be with me. Okay? Now just give me a moment. And just tell me which number is getting registered to your Commonwealth Bank, sir. Like your 829 number or 263 number?
829.
Which number is registered? 829, right?
Yeah.
Just give me a moment. 41. I'm just confirming you the number. It's 0412920829, correct?
Yes.
That is your, yeah. So, I'm just checking the details so that I can cancel it. Please be with me for a while. Now, please be with me. And have you ever, have you ever just simply use your card to purchase something, sir?
No, sometimes.
Sometimes. From which website you just simply try to purchase?
Oh, no, I never. Yeah, not.
You never ever done that, right? Okay. Now, you just simply open your Commonwealth application. You just simply open the Commonwealth application, because once we are just going to cancel the charges, you are going to receive a text message for canceling that card. So, right. So, just be with me. You just simply log into your Commonwealth application. Once you log in, please do let me know that you have logged in.
Commonwealth
application. Yeah, log into the Commonwealth application. Onto your mobile phone, there will be the Commonwealth application, sir. Have you logged in?
It doesn't say that.
That yellow application, yeah. Now wait for a second. Wait, be on that page, it will be coming up. I'll just let you know once it will be coming up, okay? So you just be with me. You just be with me. Now check onto your Commonwealth. Do you got a message has been coming up? Open the Commonwealth. You got a message. Open the Commonwealth, sir.
I'm at the Commonwealth.
Okay.
What message? Customize.
Any message has been coming up? Oh, you just simply log out and log in. First you log out. Listen to me. Log out onto your account and please log in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Log into your Commonwealth.
Yeah, log in now.
Yeah. Now, once you logged in, just wait. You got a message. Now go to your accounts, press on accounts.
Yeah.
Now check, do you receive any message? Go to your home, press on home.
Yeah, your home, yeah.
and check. Do you go to the top? Go to the top.
Yeah.
You haven't received any message? You haven't received any message?
Left-hand side or right-hand side?
Click on the X at the left-hand top corner. Press on X. Press on X.
Yeah.
Onto your, okay, check onto your different mobile phone. Do you receive any message or not? Any message from the Commonwealth? Can you see any message?
Sorry.
Yeah. Open that message. There will be the cancellation for 2000 gift card. All right. So can you see a code has been there? Can you see any code?
Yeah.
Confirm me the code. Yeah. Never share. Now can you see the code there? Please confirm me the code. Read the code for me.
819-227,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wait for a second. Let me just simply check. Now let me just simply canceling those things. Okay, so you just simply do one thing.
Yeah.
You just simply close that application. Close that application. Just give me a moment. Yeah, log off. Onto that different mobile phone. Log off onto that different mobile phone.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. Now let me just check, let me just help you, just simply verify the things. Now you just look onto your account. First you log into your account. Now I need to generate a security code for you. So look at the bottom, can you see something called pay over there? At the bottom, something called pay.
Click on pay.
Once you click on pay, on which mobile phone you are doing that? Now click on cardless cash and deposit. Can you see any option called cardless cash and deposit?
I
need to cancel the charges. Yeah, click on cardless cash and deposit. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on cardless cash and deposit, what has been came up, sir? Cardless cash. Press on cardless cash.
Yeah.
Press on cardless cash. Yeah. Now, once you press on cardless cash, now, wait for a second. Your internet is working very slow, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Something went wrong. Okay, press on OK due to the internet. First, you remove your charger from the mobile phone. That makes your internet very slow. Now, you just press on pay one more time. Did you remove your charger from the mobile phone?
Pay one more time.
Yeah. Click on cardless cash and deposit.
And pay and press on
cardless cash. Now press on cardless cash. Now wait for a second. Now wait, what has been coming up?
I said I used the other phone.
No, you did not need to use the other phone. You need to do from this because the security is going on. So click on the pay one more time.
I did.
Now what has came up? Yeah, click on cardless cash. Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing has been coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait for a second. Nothing is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Because those hackers are simply trying to stopping the account, then that is the problem. So you just log out from your Commonwealth. You log out from your Commonwealth, sir.
Log off?
Simply log out from your, yeah, log off from your Commonwealth. Yeah. Once you log off from the Commonwealth, just to let me know. Now let me just help you. So just give me a moment.
It's off.
Now, okay, it's off, right? It's off. So just give me a moment. You did not need to do again and again.
No.
You did not need to. Okay, okay. So just give me a moment. Yeah, so go to your home screen, go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you go to your home screen, now log into your ANZ, we need to protect the ANZ account. Okay, log into your ANZ account. Yeah.
I didn't want to touch that account.
You need to log into that ANZ.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it, brother.
Sorry?
I don't want to touch that account.
But we need to protect it, sir. I understand that you don't want to touch it, but we need to protect that account.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything will be safe. Nothing will be going anywhere. Okay? So you need to understand. Nothing will be going. Now we need to protect your business extra account, okay? We need to protect your business extra account first. So just give me a moment so that I can just simply help you. Be with me, sir.
What's going to happen to my account now?
Give me a moment. Okay, I'll help you. Once everything will be done, it will be coming on, okay? And can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. And do you remember what is the limit of your business extra account?
What do you mean, what's the limit of my business account?
The thing is that as you just transferring the phone to the church or the different place, correct? From that account. So what is the daily limit of that account? Do you have any idea about it? What is the limit? I'm asking you the limit. Like, what is the daily limit? How much you can transfer in a one day? Suppose you need to make a payment to the church, like 10,000 or 15,000 in a day. So is it allowing you to do that? Or your account limit will be 5,000, 6,000? What is that?
The limit is 10,000.
10,000 is the limit, right?
What do you mean the limit? To
Oh, yeah. Now, let me just simply check. Let me just simply help you. Can you see at the very bottom something called profile? At the very bottom, something called profile?
Yeah, profile, yeah.
Click on profile. Press on profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, once you press on profile, just give me a moment. Let me just simply start the security. Now, the thing is that what we need to do, sir, just give me a moment. So, now, the thing is that go to your accounts. Press on accounts at the bottom. Press on accounts. Now, as we have just found, there are six to seven foreign IP addresses connected to your ANZ business account. So what we need to do, we need to add our electronic account onto that ANZ, and we can go ahead and help you to protect the account. Because what happened, once we just simply add our electronic account to your business extra account, the hackers will be getting active and they are just trying to blocking our electronic account. And that's why, and that is the reason we will just able to catch them the way we have started the security onto your Commonwealth. Understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can see from your eyes we have just cancelled that 2000 gift card from your Commonwealth account. And all the funds which you have inside the Commonwealth, it will be protected, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is the same way we need to protect your ANZ business account, so that once we add our electronic account onto that, and we will be able to protect it. Understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you click on the business extra account, you click on that. Now, can you see at the top there will be something called pay over there, pay? Yeah, there will be a, okay.
Looking for something to pull over the car.
Are you in the road?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving. You just stop the car somewhere. You just stop the car.
Yeah. I'm trying to look for a space.
Okay. Try to look for the space. No problem. You just check where you can park the car at the corner on the road, so that I can guide you to protect your account. Yeah.
So, do I take all this money back or not?
No. The money is going to be protected once we are just going to add our electronic account, okay? Your funds will be protected, nothing will be going anywhere, and we can just remove the hackers from your account, all right? You will get to see. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you click on pay. Press on pay. Oh, okay. Did you park the car?
Yes, just about.
Okay, just about. Okay.
Yes.
We have already generated that electronic account onto which we are going to make the dummy transfer and protect your account, okay?
So press on pay.
Yeah, press on pay. First you press on pay. Did you press on pay?
Yes.
Now what has came up?
It came up car payment.
Sorry?
Oh my God. Hang on. Cancel it.
Did you press on pay, sir? Did you press on pay?
done. Yeah. Now.
Okay.
What
press on pay. Press on pay. What has came up?
Car payment.
Can't payment?
Yeah.
Okay, you log out from your account first. You log out from your account. Kya bak chodi ho raha.
This is very bullshit, man.
First, you log out from your account. Do you want to just protect your account or not, sir?
I do.
Yes, so you did not need to. Yes, because your mobile phone internet is very slow. Your details has been getting compromised. So you need to cooperate with me. You have an age experience. Why you are getting frustrated then?
I
understand. Sorry? अब जब आवाज भी कट रहा. Did you log out from your ANZ account, sir? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Very slow.
It's very slow. So you do one thing. Uska phone.
Can I use the other phone? No.
Yes, you can use the other phone. Do one thing. Do one thing, sir. Onto that other phone, you just simply open the app store. You open the app store onto the other phone. Can you hear me?
App store.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, app store, yeah.
Yeah, once you open the app store, look at the right hand side, very bottom corner, there will be the magnifying glass. Press on the magnifying glass.
Boy, it's very slow as well. Very, very slow. Yeah. Yeah, brother.
Okay. Now, once you press the magnifying glass, do you see at the top the search panel has been coming up, like games, apps, stories and more?
Yes.
Yeah. Type in over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Yeah, it's searching.
Not settings. Are you not listening to me, sir?
I
type
it in, now it's
hitting. Oh, just give me a moment. What do you have type? What do you have type?
AnyDesk.
Yeah, now search for AnyDesk. You will get to see AnyDesk remote desktop has been coming up.
And you know what?
Yeah. S-K. Now press the magnifying glass from the very bottom.
Yes, I did. Now, AnyDesk, tap in AnyDesk. Okay. And press.
Tap on AnyDesk. Tap on AnyDesk.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you see any red icon with the white diamond called AnyDesk Remote Desktop?
Hang on. It's loading.
It's loading. The another phone internet is working very slow.
Hey, Samsung. Cannot connect to the app store.
Oh, okay, cannot connect to the app store. That means you don't have the network, not have the internet onto that place. So leave that mobile phone, leave that different mobile phone. You need to be handy with that mobile phone on which we are working, okay? Onto that mobile phone, you will get to see there will be a red any desk application you have. Check over there.
Which mobile phone?
That 263 mobile phone, the number which is ending with 263.
Yep.
Onto that mobile phone, scroll your page, like swipe your screen right to left. Check there will be a red any desk application you have.
Nothing.
You swipe your screen right. No, you did not need to log on to the ANZ. So first you listen to me. Onto that mobile phone which is ending with 263, there will be a red any desk application which you have downloaded. Swipe your screen right to left. Look for the red any desk application. You open the app store onto that mobile phone. You open the app store. And do you have any laptop or any computer in your home? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, there's no internet here, Bob.
There is no internet on that place. So you just move from that place. Go somewhere else.
I have to wait until I get home because I got a Wi-Fi at home.
Okay, you have the Wi-Fi at the home. Okay. At what time you will be reach your home? When should I call you back then? Like at
3 p.m.
Yeah?
3.
And onto your place, what is the time? Onto your place, what is the time right now?
Right now, it's nearly 1:30.
1:30, all right. Okay, so no problem. I'll just giving you a call after 3. It will be good for you?
Yes.
Okay, so you just go your home. I'll be giving you a call back after 3 o'clock, all right?
Yeah, on this phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Once
I call you, I'll just simply start the security and then I will guide you to move the money, okay, to that home loan.
Yeah, okay.
Do not do anything from your end. Otherwise, the security will be getting compromised. So wait for my call. Once I call you, I'll just simply check the things and protect it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. I'll just give you a call back at 3 o'clock, okay? Yeah.